You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The first person to play might win. You never know.
That's right. That's Carly. Hi, Carly.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey, girl.
So,
what up?
The first show of the week each week, we always like to ask what was the highlight of your weekend. And since it was a holiday weekend, Carly, I'm expecting some spectacular answer from
you. Yeah. What'd you do?
Yes. So my husband and I threw a barbecue yesterday, and it was awesome. It was crazy.
Was it?
What made it so good?
How many people?
I think we had like 35 or 40 show up. It was like all of our friends and family and so many babies. My two-year-old nephew was the prince of the party. He was all over everybody's.
Oh, he sounds like a great kid.
Pain.
He's going to grow up to be entitled.
He was the socializer of the group.
Was he? That's cute.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, the life of the party, huh?
Getting drool in everyone's drool. Baked beans.
No, he was sharing his cars. He doesn't drool.
Sharing his cars?
Cars. Oh, okay.
Yes.
So, what kind of food did you eat?
What was the best side of the barbecue?
Oh, you guys, this barbecue. Okay, so we had a kale salad. We had a caprese salad.
All right. Carly, we got to let you go.
That's it. You can't even play the game.
The highlight was hanging with a two-year-old and eating kale salad?
Man, we need to take you to a real barbecue.
You had misters, too?
We had misters and a cornhole. Come on.
Okay, well, it's getting better because I do like cornhole.
Yeah, it was good.
Did you have any alcoholic beverages?
Oh, we had all the
Bartles and James.
We had
Zima.
We had everything in cans. So it was like cocktails, wine, beer, seltzers, ciders, hard lemonade, all that stuff.
Okay.
Yes, everything in a can.
Huh.
Wine in a can, yes.
So let me see. The two-year-old who's in everyone's business all day, a kale salad and a can of wine. You're really selling it, Carly. You're really
This was the millennial party of the 4th of July, if you will. It was amazing.
Well, as long as you had a good time, that's all that matters.
Sure.
I would have left early.
Yeah.
Most people did.
Yeah. Once they saw that stupid salad.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you, though. Have fun. Did you have any meat? Any sort of meat product?
Chicken. We had two kinds of chicken. What was it? We had an Indian chicken.
No burgers. No dogs.
No burgers or brats.
No burgers.
Steaks.
No burgers. I know. It was great. It was an unconventional 4th of July party.
Carly, I want you to listen very carefully to the disclaimer I'm about to give. Here's the disclaimer.
Okay.
We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you so much for listening to this show. Now, did you hear the disclaimer?
I heard it.
You heard it. Okay.
Here's
what I'm going to follow it up with. That sounds like the worst barbecue of all time.
Your parties suck.
You know, I would say the opposite. Everybody's doing burgers. Everybody's doing brats. This one
For
was
a reason.
All right.
It's easy.
It is easy. Everybody loves dry chicken. It's all good.
You know, all of these lotteries are giving, they're all doing thousands of dollars. So we gave away balloon animals.
We're done. Now leave her alone now. Leave her alone.
Hey, I told her how much we love her and appreciate her.
We do love you.
Love you guys too. Y'all are great.
Thank you.
Well, okay, listen. You're a really good sport for letting us beat you up. So now we're going to play Rattle Off. So what we're going to do, we're going to give you a category, Carly, and you'll have 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples of this category.
Okay.
All right, deep breath.
I'm nervous.
It's okay.
Don't worry about it. Everything's going to be fine. You're amongst friends, even though it doesn't sound like it, what we've been saying to you, but you are amongst friends.
We're doing you a favor all that. We did you a favor.
Here's how we prove that we are the most honest morning show on the radio. Can you imagine the morning shows down the dial saying what we said? They would all say, oh, my God, Carly, that sounds like such a wonderful
time. We love kale. I wish I could grow kale.
Oh, where was my invitation?
If I have another baby, I'm going to name it Kale.
Totally. No, I can't imagine that at all. You guys no. give it real.
All right, good.
The only honest morning show.
Yes, totally.
But we do love you because you are a good sport. Here's your category in 10 seconds.
Okay.
Jeremy was just here last week. So in 10 seconds, we want you to name 5 rides at Disneyland. Name 5 of the rides at Disneyland. Ready? And
oh my God.
Go.
Okay, we got the teacups, we've got Splash Mountain. We got I haven't been to Disneyland in forever.
Well, you got 2.
No.
Matterhorn.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Space Mountain.
Oh.
Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Small World.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Oh, the Small World. Yes. Oh, man. Oh, wow. That's okay.
Well, we really enjoy talking to you.
We love talking to you.
It's nice meeting you.
Yes. Yeah, it was lovely meeting you. You have to come to the party we throw next year.
I don't think so.
No,
I don't think
no,
so.
We're busy.
Pass.
We're busy.
Hard pass.
All right. You enjoy your brats and your burgers.
All right.
We will.
Bye, Carly.
All right.
Thank
see you later.
Ciao.
Bye. Bye-bye. Uh-huh.
God, we have the greatest listeners.
Such
in the
a
world.
Good sport, right?
They're fun.
Daniel's up.
Daniel, my brother.
Why, good morning, boys. How y'all doing today?
Hey, we're doing good, Daniel. Thanks for asking.
What was the highlight of your weekend, Daniel?
You know, I as well was stuck at some birthday parties this weekend. My niece just turned 10 years old. No kale, though, thank God.
Thank goodness.
Kale-free zone?
It was a kale cake.
And it was the way Carly said it, like we were all supposed to be impressed, right? It was like, what was the best side you served? And she goes, we had this kale salad.
Now, look, we did it up a little extra because she turned 10. She came around. We did crab. We did crawdad. Shrimp, little potatoes, all the good stuff.
You dropped some cash for this 10-year-old.
Of course. And then we had a slip and slide that was out there because we know how much everyone loves slip and slides during the summer.
That's right.
You sound like a Cajun type of boy. You're not from Louisiana, are you?
I am not. Actually, I grew up with a speech impediment, and the person that helped me with it was from Texas. So I got a little Southern draw that kicked in once in a while.
Yeah. How interesting is that?
That is interesting, isn't it?
Wow, I never thought of that before. All right. Where are you from originally?
Originally from San Diego, California, but we moved out here when I was about 4 years old. Grew up in the mountains, Idaho Spring, Black Hawk area.
Well, I'll be darned. Well, that makes you a native. We'll call you.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
All right, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready, Daniel?
Absolutely not, but I'm definitely going to give it a shot. Go for that gas card.
That's all we can ask for.
Go for the gas card, my friend. In 10 seconds, well, you know what holiday we just celebrated. So
I do.
10 seconds, give us the names of 5 of the founding fathers. 5 of those guys who were around back in 1776. Ready and go.
George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. Why am I drawing a blank right now? Benjamin Franklin.
Three.
I can't believe I went blank. This is
the
so
guy
much
with the musical. The musical guy.
Right.
Hamilton.
Hamilton. John Adams.
I appreciate y'all letting me play.
Well, are you kidding? Yeah. We enjoyed talking to you. So have a great rest of your day, all right, my friend?
You as well, by the way. This is one of my long-time first times. I've been listening to y'all since I was about 13 years old. Y'all
what?
Keep doing what you do.
Thanks, dude.
How old are you now?
Soon to be 34.
Whoa, you're getting old.
Man, you've spent 2 decades with this show.
The cranks in my neck and my back.
It just gets worse, dude.
That's right. You're a good man. Thank you for listening. We hope you have a great day, buddy.
You as well. Y'all be safe. Have an excellent day and stay out of this heat.
All right,
okay,
Daniel.
See you,
bud.
Bye-bye.
What a good guy. Well, here's our last one, Wade.
Oh, so if Wade doesn't win, there's no winner. Today.
No winner.
Hmm.
Oh, really? There's a lot of pressure on you right now.
Yeah, a lot.
There is. A lot.
Ton.
And not to mention, Wade, that there's at least a million people listening to you right now.
So many,
mm-hmm.
Wade.
So, highlight of your weekend, what would you say?
You know, to be honest, I didn't do much. So my highlight was just relaxing. That was the goal for the weekend.
You just laid around like a blob, huh?
Mm-hmm. Watch TV, you know.
What are you watching?
What are you watching? So, what's your show right now?
Stranger Things and Umbrella Academy, but both came out lately.
Yeah. Huh. What is that last part of Stranger Things, only two episodes? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, but the last episode's like 2.5 hours long.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's like 2 or 3 episodes.
Okay.
Right,
I got to do it. I'm caught up, but the last two, so.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you didn't eat anything fun or have any cool drinks or anything?
You know, I had watermelon. You know, is that?
No. Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
I like watermelon, yeah.
I find laying around more fun than going to birthday parties, though.
True that. We've got a birthday party this weekend for my son, and I don't even want to go. It's like, ugh, family. Family and food. Oh.
All right. All right, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I sure am. Let's do it.
If you don't get this, we have no winner today. So see what you can do. Your letter is the letter X. The letter X. And this is how difficult this is. All we need, Wade, are 5 words that include the letter X somewhere in them. Somewhere in the word. Letter X. Okay. Ready?
Anywhere.
Ready? Yeah, anywhere in the word. Ready? And go!
Xylophone, sexy, X, box, mix, proxy.
You know what?
Yeah,
You got it.
Winner! That one's not that hard once you start thinking about it, huh?
No, you got mixed in there.
Like,
yeah.
When you told me, I was like thinking on it, and it just got in there. So,
and you're like, you know? Sexy.
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 That was the same group, but I couldn't. That was the first word.
You're the champion today. If you will please stand by, Josh will circle around. He'll tell you about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys. You're the best.
Thanks,
well,
Wade.
Thank you. We think our listeners are the best.
Hang tight.
That was a hoot today.